The state Senate opened its crime summit today, a series of meetings bringing lawmakers up to date on statistics, trends, and options available to the criminal justice system. In opening the 2 days of meetings, Judiciary Chairman Hollis French asked observers to keep in mind a few basic facts. The state now has more nonviolent prisoners than those who committed violent crimes. The Department of Correction shows the newest prison, Goose Creek in the Mat-Su, cost $238 million to construct, and the average cost of a new high school in the state is $60 million.
That's the good news. The bad news is that DOC tells us that we will be over capacity in 2015, July 2015. We can't just keep building prisons. Ladies and gentlemen, I am still a prosecuting attorney at heart. I was a prosecuting attorney for 6 years. I am perfectly okay with sending deserving individuals to prison for long periods of time, but we ignore these costs at our peril.
French said the purpose of the summit is to explore ways to, quote, bend the line to delay the arrival of that declaration of overcapacity. He said a recent study of Alaska-based criminal system programs showed little balance between program costs and effectiveness.
For example, electronic monitoring systems save lots of money, but they don't keep people from committing new crimes. On the opposite side, sex offender programs do reduce recidivism, but they're so expensive they produce no savings. These are important things you have to keep in mind as you construct responses to a burgeoning prison population.
He said the study did show that Head Start, early childhood education, is one of the options that saves the most money over time and has the longest lasting result. Annie Pinochet, a senior research associate with the Washington State Institute for Public Policy, presented data backing up those studies.
You're 3 years old, you're getting something. You wouldn't think that 20 years later that's changing the course of your life, but the research shows that it really can.
She pointed to studies showing a 20% reduction in crime rates among low-income people who have participated in early education programs.